Hey, this is Aram. In this video, I'm going to show you how to set up Azure Application Insights in an existing .NET Core application that does not have any telemetry at all. So what we have here is an empty ASP.NET Core application. So what we've done is we've deployed this to Azure. As you can see, it's a website in Azure. And I'm going to open this website, and you can see it's up and running and hosted in Azure. So the issue is this application does not have any telemetry, so we don't know what's going on inside of this application. You can just add that application insight simply just by right-clicking on the project and click on Add Application Insights. And then select your subscription that you want to host your app insights. Select the resource group that you want to put this app insights instance in there. So you just need to select the service plan and the location for the data center. And then add the NuGet packages related to that. And then this will basically create your application insight instance within your Azure subscription that you just picked. So I think that's pretty much it. The NuGet package or the NuGet installer is going to add whatever key or settings that are required for your app insights. So if you want to see what's going on in your application insights, you can basically run it locally as well. And even when you run it locally, it's still going to collect telemetry information and put that information in your Azure hosted application insights. So one of the ways that you can go and check out the instrumentations that you just set up is from the application insights menu. So directly from the Visual Studio, you can see what's going on, all the traces and everything that are happening in your application. All the application insights that are collected are basically accessible from this window from within a Visual Studio. And you can basically search or filter by different types. Another thing you can do is you can basically go to the Azure portal, and from the Azure portal, you can also look for the same telemetry that you have in the Visual Studio instance. So to go to Azure portal to look at your instrumentations, you can basically go to the Application Insights menu, and you can say Open Application Insights in the portal. And that will just open a browser, and it has a deep link into your App Insights application. So you just need to sign in with your credential to the Azure portal, and then it will take you directly to the dashboard of the App Insights. As you can see, it's all set up here. So you can basically see what are all the requests and which requests are taking longer. This one doesn't have anything right now because we just started the application. Now, if you want to go back again, not from Visual Studio, you can just simply go to the All Resources and see it's just the application insights is created there. It's the exact same name as your website, but the icon for the app insight is different. Another thing to take a look is the instrumentation key, which is the magic key that basically links your web application or web API to the App Insights instance that is hosted in Azure. If you open the project JSON, there's this instrumentation key. Now you can open up your App Insights and then go to the properties. If you look at the properties, there's this instrumentation key, which is a GUID, and that basically needs to match with whatever you have in your project JSON file. So that's how we basically your application knows to publish the instrumentation to which app and site instance.